It's time for the emergency break of the week.
If you have a romantic story to tell Ben Bridge, or to tell.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment.
He lost sight of his eyes when he was, or in his eyes. I guess lost.
What does that mean? You okay?
He lost his vision.
By a wheels-off comment.
It says room, but I don't think there's a guy on the team named Room. I don't know where I'm going with that.
Room.
A wheels-off comment.
Yeah, Romo.
Or technical meltdown.
All right, it is 6:36 here on the ticket.
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week on the little ticket.
The ticket.
Emergency Break of the Week is brought to you by Classic BMW of Plano. Sports heads.
What's happening?
We're back.
Uh-oh.
I just did the sponsor.
Couple of chaps chatting in here. There we were.
Chappy?
Did you do the commerce, Jeremy?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Well, then it's time for the Emergency Break of the Week. We will present you three candidates. You will vote responsibly at 888-787-1310.
I start now.
Okay. First candidate. So the first candidate comes to us from, I believe this was the Normandy invasion, but it's Mike in for Norm, perhaps?
It's just Norm and
Soroy.
And Sadness.
And Sam Hale producing.
Sam Hale is producing our very own Julie right. Dobbs in the ticker room. And sometimes when you would like to speak to someone else in the studio, off the air, you hit the wrong button.
He's just standing there, staring into the ether. And I'm not an idiot. I don't think he's literally just standing there doing nothing. But where is it? Who's firing up anyone? What?
Sorry.
Was that accidental or do you have something to say? Okay.
Oh, that was accidental? Okay.
Misfire.
I'm sorry. I was telling Sam Hale I have a crick in my neck. Because I was doing weird things in here, and he said, what are you doing? And I accidentally pressed the wrong button.
Very much enjoying the mic's
very,
yelling.
Very sorry. I'm yelling. Keep today. Yelling.
It's 8 o'clock on Friday.
It's
boy, that's the truth.
And you know what? Secondary to that, who's the leaders on this team? Who's?
Oh, gosh. That's tense. Well,
a couple points. There's some metal bats in there.
Was that accidental, or do you have something to say?
He's obviously coked up.
Yeah.
And the way he says that, I don't think he meant it as aggressive as it sounds towards her, which is what did he say? What is the actual quote that played again?
Was that accidental or do you have something to say?
That sounds very challenging and aggressive.
Yeah.
Like, go ahead.
It sounds like a husband and wife driving home from a Christmas party that went poorly.
Mm-hmm.
And she has a little offhand comment. Whoa.
Was that accidental? What was that?
You got something to say?
Was that accidental? You got something to say to me. Floor's
yours.
Yeah.
Oh, here's a mic. Oh, and then, let me get you a PA.
And is that accidental or do you have something to say?
It's so funny that he is so worked up about whatever he is prattling on about. And it's so engaging to her that she's committing the very smallest of small talks with Sam Hale.
Right.
Hey, I got a crick in my neck.
If you want to know what goes on behind the scenes at your favorite radio station.
She was doing some weird stretches in there, and Sam Hale asked her if everything was all right. And when she went to talk back to him and say she had a crick in her neck,
I got a crick in my neck.
I'm just doing my taxes.
So mundane.
One more time in full.
He's just standing there, staring into the ether. And I'm not an idiot. I don't think he's literally just standing there doing nothing. But where is it? Who's firing up anyone? What?
Sorry.
Was that accidental or do you have something to say? Okay.
Oh, that was accidental? Okay.
Misfire?
I'm sorry. I was telling Sam Hale I have a crick in my neck. Because I was doing weird things in here, and he said, what are you doing? And I accidentally pressed the wrong button.
Very much enjoying the mic show.
Very, very sorry.
I'm yelling
Keep
today.
Yelling.
It's 8 o'clock on Friday?
It's
boy, that's the truth.
And you know what? Secondary to that, who's the leaders on?
In addition, he's back to his bullet-pointed list.
In addition to, was that accidental, or do you have something to say? Whenever they say nothing, and you kind of stare at him in the eye, and you go,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there was hang time there as he stared her down.
Okay.
Nothing?
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
That's kind of what I thought.
Kind of what I thought. Yeah, and I'm going to start using that as my go-to excuse for everything. I was just telling Sam Hale I have a crick in my neck.
Okay, so that's candidate number one is Julie. Candidate number two, this is from Bad Radio. It is Dan McDowell. Of course, we had some inclement weather as the temperatures dropped earlier this week. Dan had trouble thinking of a very common word.
Hmm. So for those of you with midday shows, you should be fine driving in. And on the regular ground thing, they don't think there'll be any ice Regular ground thing. Do you know what I mean? Like, not a bridge.
Regular ground thing.
Regular like, road, not a overpass or anything like that.
Could you not
non-bridge road?
Anytime I have trouble,
could you not think of the word road for a moment there?
I don't. Yeah, maybe.
Regular ground thing,
that's
not
what
bridge.
Never a great sign when killer
is
your life
is the guy trying to jump in.
The first person who
to bring
the word
clarity
road.
To something.
Yeah, so you know, like the regular ground thing.
Regular ground thing.
It sounds like corporate speak.
What you want to do is you want to follow this regular ground thing down to the intersection.
Make an opposite of right, but
make
not
an opposite
but
of right
not backward
turn, yeah. But it doesn't come back towards you. What is that called?
So that is Dan, candidate number two this morning. Candidate number three, Gordon.
Mm-hmm. Please not me.
Shocking. It is not you.
Okay.
This is from the Norm and Bad Radio mix. And I believe that we have heard before about Norm being in a fairly serious car accident back in the 70s. Are you familiar with this story?
No, I don't know that I've heard this.
I think I have mentioned, I've heard him mention it before that he was laid up for quite some time afterward.
He shared it multiple times on the air.
I don't recall this one particular detail. And tell me if this is not the most dramatic jerking of an actual emergency brake that became an emergency brake.
I was headed north to go back to Austin from San Antonio, where I was
Scurvy.
At the time. It was a rainstorm. A woman coming south on I-35 lost control of her car. And that's when there was nothing but a grassy median between north and southbound 35.
Oh, man.
And in the rainstorm,
you were token up.
I wasn't talking up. She came across and our vehicles hit virtually head on.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It was a bummer.
This was pre-mandated seatbelt time. Were you wearing your seatbelt? Probably not.
Pre-mandated seatbelt, and stupid Norm was not wearing his seatbelt. No. Whoop. What's that over there? Is that about taxpayer money?
So what happened?
Then he's fine. Then he grew a mustache.
Yeah, I got...
You missed that part.
I know, but... Smashed up in the accident.
That was part of the rehab.
Was she okay?
No. No, she wasn't.
Oh.
What are you doing?
Broadcasting live.
Wait. Is that it?
Yeah, they went to break after that, after...
Bob was trying to get to the bottom of what happened to the other person in the accident. I think Norm, in a roundabout way, might have confirmed a death.
Yeah, death.
And Mino said, hit the legal.
Gosh. That was just a bunch of bumper cars, what I heard there.
Was she okay?
Well, it's crosstalk.
No.
Oh, I see.
No, she was not okay.
Coming to you live from
from Victory Park.
Jeez,
it's the people who are still living.
Did he just admit to being involved in a
so he killed a woman
death?
Norm killed a woman,
and we never have heard about this before. Never
I
really
think
found
she
out.
Must have lived. He would have told us.
Sounds
not Nancy, is it?
I think he shared that she didn't make it on the air before when he's told the story.
Oh, okay. She really didn't make it.
I think he has. I have to go back and hunt it down, but I'm pretty sure he has shared that she did not survive.
Well, I did not know that.
I think we have a phone number for her.
Oh, my God. And more importantly, Bob clearly did not know that information, so he asked, and Norm gave a sincere, no, pal, she's rotten.
She's a skeleton in a box,
buddy.
So who's that on? Is that on Bob? Norm,
no,
I'm
putting that
Mino?
On Norm. Or maybe Mino. What do you think?
I put it on Bob for stepping right in the bear trap.
I put it on Norm for barreling across the median and targeting that woman.
No, I think she barreled across him.
Might have needed an e-brake. All right, I'm going to put that on Norm so I can try to juke the stats a little bit here. So we have candidate number one, Julie. Crick in my neck. We have candidate number two, Dan, ground thing. Regular ground thing. And we have candidate number three. Did you guys know Norm killed somebody?
Yeah. Norm's female victim.
888-787-3- Well, she's not up.
Well, I know, but yeah. We ought to honor her with voting for her.
888-787-1310. Hello, cowboy caller. You're on the air. Oh, you have to do this. I'm not allowed to touch the phones in bad radio, so I don't know how to do it.
All right, it's up.
All right, hello. Hi.
Who you vote for?
Is Davey there?
Oh, man, it's Stoma Guy. Stoma Guy, Davey doesn't work during the week up here.
Or at all.
Or on the weekend. So those two areas, he doesn't work here.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just really needed a hug.
Oh, Stoma Man, you need a hug for Christmas, don't you?
Yeah, I was wondering if you guys wanted to go Christmas caroling with me.
Oh, I don't know if we...
Well, what's your favorite one to sing?
We don't need a basso profundo.
I really like singing. Oh, holy night.
You want to sing a little bit for us?
Sure. Oh, holy night. The stars are brightly shining. I don't know the rest. I'm sorry.
Well, do you know another one, Stoma Man? Maybe that you know more of the words to?
How about away in a manger, no crib or a bed? The lad, the Lord Jesus, laid down his sweet head.
Stars
in the sky. I forgot.
That's good. You did a good job. You know Jingle Bells?
I can't. I can't take it anymore.
Come on.
You didn't even vote. All right. Hi, you're on the ticket. Does. Who are you voting for?
Oh, holy
God. Oh, no.
I'm insane.
Turn your radio down.
All right. You're on the air. Okay, next caller. Hi, you're on the air. Who do you vote for? Emergency break the week.
Hey, man, I just got my toll tag, and now I'm on the highway. Oh, there's no more money.
All right, first of all, there's a lot of problems I have with your call.
But one thing, it was right, and then he voted. That's a normal vote.
Just got their toll tag, and they're tying in with a... Okay.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hey, good morning, boys.
Yep. Hey.
Give me Julie Dobbs, and I'd like to send a long-distance dedication of Dancing Queen to Jake Kemp.
Oh, great tune. Let's hear it.
I'd like to hear Stoma Man do this.
You don't hate the song, do you?
No. I'm a great pop. Tune. I'm a sucker for it, pretty much all pop music. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Who do you vote for?
Hello.
Yeah.
Going to go with Norm on this thing. He's kind of like, you hear about Santa having that terrible wreck for the 747 on Christmas Eve, and he lost a couple of bucks, but he got his job done. You know how?
How?
With the remainder?
Doesn't work. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Who you vote for? Is anybody keeping track of the votes?
I got you.
Okay. Go. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who do you vote for?
Phone call from lower heaven.
Oh, Jake, I think this may be Coco. I'm not sure, but we'll accept the charges.
Coco, summon up odd soul of still living orangutan Sandra for a vote today. In story that Coco believed Gordo appreciate, Sandra was granted personhood by Argentina judge 4 years ago.
I remember that.
Landmark ruling back in 2015 say Sandra is non-human person and entitled to legal rights.
Well, congratulations to her.
Coco not sure what a quote non-human person is. Maybe George and Gordo debate this topic when George returned from baby Jesus vacation.
Yes, yes, indeed. Yes, he doesn't have a word for Christmas, so he has to
limited Jesus vocabulary,
vacation.
But right. Particular, but a lot of like legal analysis. And
yeah, a lot of legal analysis. Yeah. Once again, we remind everyone, Coco only speaks in sign language, so that's why he doesn't have a word for Christmas.
And only to Robin Williams. Hello, you're on the ticket.
Wait,
please.
Coco hasn't voted.
Oh, so,
did you get rid of Coco? Wow.
I panicked, sorry.
Oh, man.
Good
All
morning.
Right.
Gravy.
You're on with the Gravy Show. Go. You're on
How
with
do
the
you
ticket.
Do this
Go.
Every, how do you do this every week?
We punch them
Badly.
Up, I think, over there,
oh.
Don't we? Hi, you're on the ticket. Go.
Hi, Jake.
Who's this?
It's Marshmallow.
Wow.
Can you please just vote before I light myself on fire?
Hi, Jake. It's actually Colin in Frisco. I'm going to vote for one. Thanks.
Oh, hey, cool.
Okay.
Congratulations on Jack. This is the dude who chased down those two
guys who were trying to rob cars in front of the houses in Frisco the other day. See the
what?
Ring doorbell filmed Big P1.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, it, I hadn't heard that.
Made it to Inside Edition, I believe.
Nice.
Hello, you're on the ticket. Can you vote, please, God?
Let me just say, the woman who I got in the car wreck with didn't make it to Christmas.
Okay. That's the worst fake Norm I've ever heard in my life.
Norm is one vote away.
Hi, you're on the ticket. You got the vote. Go.
Still voting in Turbo Mode because Turbo Mode radio station, best commercials, fast talk. I'd like to vote for Julie. I'd like to vote for Julie. Thanks, bye.
That's okay. Turbo time right there from the Turbo team.
Vote for Julie. What's the standing right now?
4, Norm. 2, Jules.
Okay. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Emergency break of the week. Voting, go.
Good morning, Gordon and Jake. Okay. This is Cassidy.
That's the triple fake Cassidy. Hi, triple fake Cassidy.
Merry Christmas, Gordon.
Don't cut her off.
Okay. Merry Christmas to you, Cassidy.
I'm a little flustered this morning. I've never spoken with a ticket for Rhett before. He is my biggest celebrity crush.
Thanks. Send me a TikTok, but vote, you idiot.
Oh, hey, boy. Oh.
Stop it.
She's 12.
That was mean.
That was. I still owe Cassidy a gift. You want to go with me to Cassidy's house to give her T-shirt, Jake?
No.
Okay. That was a little time I'd wanted to spend with you, but all right.
Well, anywho, I look forward to meeting you one day, Jake.
Call me when you're 18.
Gross.
Oh,
dude.
Boy. I'll find you on TikTok. Okay.
Wait, why did you turn Latino?
Please vote!
I want to vote for girl power, Julie Dobbs.
Okay. That means we got to take another vote. Hi, you're on the ticket. Vote, please.
I vote for Julie and Jared. Don't ever hang up on me.
Okay, so it's tied now, right?
It's tied now, yes.
All right, tiebreaker vote. Let's go to the phones for the final vote. In this week's emergency break of the week, you're on the air. Go.
Hello. I would like to vote for Norm. And everyone's always one more.
Yeah, thank you. I don't care who you are. I don't care. Thank you. Norm wins.
For killing a woman.
Do we have a shorter version by any chance?
No, we do not.
Okay.
I was headed north to go back to Austin from San Antonio, where I was at the time. It was a rainstorm. A woman coming south on I-35 lost control of her car. And that's when there was nothing but a grassy median between north and southbound 35.
Oh, man.
And in the rainstorm,
you were toking up.
I wasn't talking up. She came across, and our vehicles hit virtually head-on.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It was a bummer.
Pre-mandated seatbelt time. Were you wearing your seatbelt? Probably not.
Pre-mandated seatbelt, and stupid Norm was not wearing his seatbelt. No. Whoop. What's that over there? Is that about taxpayer money?
So what happened?
Then he's fine. Then he grew a mustache.
Yeah, I got...
You missed that part.
I know, but... Smashed up in the accident.
That was part of the rehab.
Was she okay?
No. No, she wasn't.
Oh.
What are you doing?
Broadcasting live.
Wow.
No.
She was less than okay.